Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
To maintain and grow your customers effectively, they have to be acutely aware of all the value that you bring them. And all that value has to include both the tangible and the intangible value that they're receiving. So let's talk about that right now. The tangible value that they're receiving from you are all the objective, measurable values, such as you help them reduce their costs, or maybe you help improve their efficiencies. Maybe you reduce the time it takes to do something, or maybe you help to improve their sales. And the tangible value should all have numbers associated with them based on the objectives that they had for the project. So for example, if you know that the customer hired you to help reduce costs in a certain area, and they wanted to reduce those costs by 10%, the tangible value they're receiving from you is whether you did help them hit that goal of a cost reduction of 10%, or maybe it was 12% or 15%. So always make sure you're measuring that. Now, the intangible values are something that we often miss in sales, but are incredibly important in maintaining a customer. And these are things that the customer might not be thinking about as well. Consider themselves add-ons. You're helping them reduce their costs, and it could be things like providing them expert information at roundtable discussions, helping them benchmark their success against the success of others in their marketplace. It could be that you've become a one-stop shop for all questions or concerns. It could be that you provide industry information in areas that they didn't have access to before you. Maybe the intangible value is that you have a network that you can introduce them to either help them hire the right people or bring in the best customers. An intangible value could also be that you provide networking introductions or opportunities. For example, one of our clients, a top 10 bank worldwide, said that a big intangible value that they offer is the opportunity for CEOs around the country to get together at luncheons and meet each other and learn from each other in a way where they didn't have access to each other before. So those are intangible values. As you're working through a project or a relationship, and if you're in the business of having long-term relationships with your clients, I really encourage you to sit down with them once a year or maybe even twice a year and run through how you're helping them meet their objectives in a very tangible way, and then also list the intangible value. One of our clients in the financial services sector does this very well. He sits down every year with his biggest customers and said, here's what your key performance indicators were for the year on these projects, and here's how we met them. Of course, if he didn't meet them, he's also very transparent, and he'll say, here's the KPIs we didn't meet, here's why, and here's what I propose to do now to improve that. And then he lists, here's all the intangible value. And some of those intangible values even are as detailed as improved employee satisfaction, reduced turnover, higher levels of employee engagement. And he associates testimonials or case studies or real life evidence from the troops, right? From his clients' employees in that intangible value discussion so that his client, his buyer, who is a C-level executive, will say, wow, we can't afford to live without you. And that's how you maintain and grow a customer.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.